The reason this phenomenon of extraordinary advertising will pop up from time to time is because, according to Nicholas Samstag, have you ever heard of him? He's a New York advertising consultant, a very good man. He says that advertising men are divided into what he calls mammonoids and tediophobes. Now, I think that that would come out more or less the same way in German. A mammonoid is one who believes in money, mammon, and what money will buy. And a tediophobe is one who just doesn't like boredom. That's his chief aim and aim in life. Tediophobes are just what they sound like, people who hate tedium. These will include most of the very best copywriters and art directors. Mammonoids are those who believe that tediophobes are as interested in money as they are. Mammonoids, therefore, will cherish a childlike and absolutely unwarranted belief that if they give the tediophobe enough money, he will be happy and do what they want. It never works out. The reason is, although mammonoids fall for this time after time, they will never cease to believe that this is true, although there's nothing to support it. You see, what happens is that the tediophobe likes the money, all right. You know, he likes to make a lot of money. But what happens is that the more money he gets, the less obedient he becomes. The more he thinks of himself, the more freedom he's got, the bigger office he's got. And in time, he's making a great deal of money, and he becomes less and less controllable. Remember, now all this man wants to do, really, is to escape from being bored. So he will do more and more unusual and accomplished things that only he can do. Things that don't lend themselves readily to production line methods. So the whole thing backfires on the poor mammonoid. You see, by paying the tediophobe a great deal of money, he has created an economic monstrosity, because this man that he pays a great deal of money to is putting out work that can't be duplicated by other people who make all the money to pay this man's salary and a lot of other salaries. It's a very tough, tough thing. And not only that, but if this tediophobe, this creative person, is any good, his work will get better and better and more exploratory all the time. Now, the mammonoid is not really interested in it getting all that much better. He'd be very happy if the work didn't get better. What he really wants is for this creative tediophobe to settle on something that is pretty good, but not too good. Because then this man, the mammonoid, the boss, he'll know what he can count on. He'll know what his product is when he goes out to sell it. And he'll have a formula that he can then get less talented people to copy, so that there is a total feel, say, to the whole agency. What this man wants is not genius, really, not beyond a certain point. He thinks he wants genius, but he doesn't really. What he wants is a formula so he can go after some great big accounts. And you can only go after great big accounts if you have a lot of bodies to work on great big accounts. It's more or less what would happen if an advertiser discovered that the best way to get over their message, whatever their advertising message was to play it on a piano by some means I can't imagine. So let's say that this advertiser or advertising agency hired, let us say, Arthur Rubinstein to set the style. Good. But it is so successful as a medium that the advertising agency decides to expand this technique. So he hires a great many pianists. He hires a lot of pianists. And some of them aren't very good. And for the small accounts, he hires people who can't play at all, but might someday. Besides, they don't cost very much. They're trainees. You know, you can take a chance on them. Obviously, all of these people cannot play Opus 90 Beethoven. They simply can't. And the advertising agency does need a formula, something that everybody can play. So the end result is that Rubinstein has either got to play chopsticks. What's chopsticks in
general? The flowbart song.
Hmm?
The flowbart song.
You know.
The flea waltz.
The flea waltz. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, chopsticks, you know, the bum 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 bum, or that other one. Bum ba ba bum bum. I'm sure you have that here too. So that's what Rubinstein ends up playing, see? So he's either got to play that or say to hell with it and quit. And that, friends, is why there is such a big turnover in top advertising people. And in bottom advertising people, too. Because there are an awful lot of people in advertising who can't even play chopsticks.